Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path. Preacher friend of mine was joking with me the other day, asking if God was still my co-pilot. Hi, I'm Forrest Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on aplainpath.wordpress.com. We had a good laugh, and then we both agreed that life is a whole lot better if we actually let God be the pilot instead of the co-pilot. It's interesting, our relationship with God, isn't it? And sometimes it mirrors our relationship with each other. We all are striving to be the one on top, the one in charge, the one giving the orders. And oftentimes, especially in our relationship with God, isn't it a lot better if we just simply follow God's direction? In Amos 3:3, God asks a very interesting question. Here it is. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And the answer, of course, is no. Really what God is saying is, if you disagree with me, do you expect me to continue walking along by your side, blessing you, and making everything that you do prosperous? Do you really want to go it alone? If ever you begin to think that you know more than God, well, you got an idea where that's going to wind up. If ever you think you've got more strength than God, well, you know where that's going to wind up. If ever you think you know more what's better for you than what God does, well, you know where that's going to wind up. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The answer is no. So will you agree with God today to let God be the one in control? Let's let God be the pilot instead of the co-pilot. May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.